game. Isotope is Isotope's lost a rider. Isotope has lost a rider. Ryan Maloney has come off. Isotope has lost a rider in an absolute sensation. Apache Chase in front. Here's Aim down the outside. Amish Boy is coming late. Away game is the next one. But Aim's in front from Amish Boy. Aim is in front and Aim. Aim has won from Amish Boy and Away game. Followed by Apache Chase. Next one there was God of Kids being trailed over by...
Well, there's certainly been plenty of drama in the three-year-old Magic Millions guineas in the past couple of years. And for Ryan Maloney, he's been on the wrong end of both of it with Alligator Blood last year and also Isotope. We'll have an update on Ryan a little later on the verdict after 9 o'clock. But for trainer Peter Snowden, I wonder where his eyes were darting as the favourite dislodged the jockey in Aim with J-Mac on his back, made a sweeping run down the outside. 12 months later, after they thought he might win the two-year-old Magic Millions, he's come back and done it in the three-year-old. Peter, good morning to you. Congratulations.
Good morning, Michael. Yeah, that was a big thrill, mate. But Paul and I were rapt at the performance, especially the horse performance. It was no fluke. You know, he's come from second last and circled the field. And I think the seconds were the best of the day, so he's done a great job to do what he did.
It was a big win, and it's probably been lost a little bit because of what occurred with Isotope. But J-Mac, he took off before the home turn, and he was as strong as anything on the line.
Yeah, no, he did a good job. As I say, he had to stay in a gallop from where he was, and naturally he started to take off that far from home, began to get pushed wide on the corner, and that's certainly what he was. But he was good late, and as I said, the section was back it up. So it's been a very good performance.
What turned it around, Pete? Because it's fair to say he's probably been a little disappointing since he won his first two as a two-year-old.
Yeah, I think like we gelded him when he went out last prep, and that's only his second run back as a gelding. His first run back, I had to run him on a wet track. His two trials prior to his first start back were excellent. They were brilliant trials. And I was holding off, trying not to get a wet track for him, trying to get around on a good track, get a good read on just how he was going up to Brisbane. But I was running out of time. It was only 2 weeks before the guineas, and he had to have a run. So I had to run him that day at Randwick 2 weeks ago, and it was a soft seven. And he just doesn't like soft ground at all, but he just needed to have that race between his legs and just give him that good blowout before he went up there. So we sent him around, and yet even though he ran back in the field, his splits are really good on a track he doesn't like. He still hit the line strongly, so that gave us food for thought that he's going to go up there and he's in good order. We had a decent track, we're going to get a decent chance. When the barrier draw came out, well, that didn't help things. But left him alone too and rode him like we did when he first started a race. His first few runs, we rode him quite. And he got home, won well, but then we started changing his pattern around, putting him up on speed, and it just doesn't seem to be. He's just more effective when being left alone, and that was the case Saturday.
There's been a few sliding door moments. I believe he probably should be in Hong Kong, but was it the money never came through and you've been able to hold on to him?
Yeah, we're offering good money for him. I said to Henry, it's going to be hard to win that sort of prize money racing on. So we had him bedded, had him signed and done until the money no show. So we said, well, that's no problem. We'll just push on and with this race in mind. And we targeted that probably 3-4 months ago. And it's worked out really well.
And J-Mac wasn't meant to even ride him. He wanted to be on Forbidden Love, but the stewards wouldn't allow him. So that worked out in your favour as well.
Yeah, that was a bit of jockey jostling there. Nashville Villa was supposed to ride him. He got off and didn't want to ride him. So we're lucky enough to get J-Mac. But all's well that ends well, and it was a great result for all round.
So now he's back in that scintillating form. Where do you go?
I think we'll bring him back now, and just as long as he just got back this morning, actually, he still looks in great order. I think it's 5 weeks, 6 weeks from last Saturday to the Hobartville, so we'll make that a target race next up.
Gee, it's been a busy week up on the Gold Coast, Magic Millions, and I know you guys have done very well. How many did you end up coming home with?
This stage, still sorting. We bought 5 ourselves, and we walked home with 15 at the moment. But there's a few others there we'll probably... hopefully get later on, but it was a very, very, very strong sale for what they thought was going to be. Might not even happen. It ended up being an extremely hard sale to buy a horse, but if you're a seller, it was a goldmine.
You are known as one of the great stallion-making trainers. What are your thoughts about that top end of the market with the stallion syndicates and those who are trying to buy the next superstar stallions?
Yeah, look, there's just two ways to look at it. The winner on Saturday, 160,000. the history tells you, you don't have to spend a lot of money to get the right horse. It's all about type, pedigree, and what your gut tells you. You know, money doesn't make him gallop. I can guarantee you that. The old adage, the more you spend, the better they are. That doesn't work with racehorses. You have to have a really good eye and just a lot of luck. A lot of luck comes involved because you can have a really nice horse, spend a lot of money with, and then blow a tendon or something. The things that happen with racehorses. So you just need things to happen. But the my way of thinking, I think you don't spend a lot. That's not a big outlay. You can still get something out of them. You know, you can turn them over as tried horses or sell them off trials if you don't spend much money. When you spend 800 million plus, you know, their head's in the vice. They've got to win group races to get anywhere near your money back. So it's a huge gamble. I think you're paying big money for yearlings.
How are your two-year-olds shaping up? You would have been pretty happy to see Shaquiro win the millions because Construct was runner-up to him in the Breeders.
Yeah, no, he's come along nicely. He's been saved just for that meeting, and he'll probably have his first start in about 4 weeks' time. He's come back in really good order, and as you say, it's always good to see form franked, and that's what happened Saturday.
And Captivant, have we seen your best two-year-old? Who is it at the moment?
They're both back in work and not far off racing. Captivant has his second trial tomorrow at Gosford, and then he'll be ready to race probably the Widden. But we've got some other nice horses that have just almost ready to trial now, and so they had one trial last time, and they're coming back. But we think there might be a future for them, but it's the day-by-day thing, week-by-week, the two-year-olds. You've got them 1 minute, and they go on the next, and some sort of keep on improving, and you're looking for that horse that keeps on improving. They're the ones that make the grade.
It looks like we've got a couple of star two-year-olds from what we've seen so far as well. Who have you been most impressed with? We saw Remark on Saturday. We've seen Enthar as some of the opposition trainers, two-year-olds.
Yeah, there's some good work by both of them. The horse of Hawks is on Saturday. He looks a really nice horse. He's pretty upside down. He had to ride him out of his comfort zone, but still won well. The time wasn't flash on the day, but look, it's not the time that counts. It's the way they win, and what he did was he did a good job. So he's definitely there. And the Mars horse, Billy, that won the first two-year-old race, she looked way above average. So there's a lot of nice horses out there, you're right. It's just where are they going to be in the next 2 months, and that's the part that counts.
Have you got any that you're aiming at the Diamond at this stage?
Possibly. Construct may get there. Just depends what happens. And a filly that's trialling tomorrow, he's showing a little bit of promise, so we'll see what happens there in another 2 or 3 weeks.
All right. Speaking of two-year-olds, last year's star, King's Legacy, how's he going?
Really good. He's in good shape. He's back home now and off a short break, but he's probably only 3 weeks from a trial, but he's in very good order. He's got the spark back again now, so I'm expecting to get back his old form, and we should see the best of him in the autumn.
What have you earmarked as a possible major target for him?
He'll start off the Hobart Bill, and probably the Ramwick Guineas is the right race for him second up. But room to move after that if he's formed. Yeah, so.
Well, did he ever get to the bottom of what happened his last two runs in the sprint?
Not really, but look, it's you know, all the time I've been racing, it's some horses just don't come up in the spring, especially colts. I remember one year, Octagonal did the same thing. Just didn't fire a shot really in the spring, and then the autumn come around, he was back to his best, better than ever. So they're all different, and I couldn't pinpoint nothing particular with him. But look at the horse now; he looks as good as he ever does, and his work is very sharp, so I'm looking to see him bounce back here in the autumn.
It'll be great to see him back. We've got a race-free Monday today, so we need you to help us out because you've got quite a few runners today. Pete, is there anything we should be having a crack at Muswellbrook?
Oh, no, they're at Muswellbrook for a reason. but hope it, mate. There's a horse there called Shock Zone. He's a nice horse. He's a Kermadec horse, and then a couple of starts. But got blinkers on the day. I think they'll make a big difference to him, so I'm thinking he'll run well today.
Well, we'll have a look at that. Just on that, I know there's been a lot of discussion about track work times from a few trainers in New South Wales and we're trialling race-free Mondays down here. Would you be a fan of that, and do you want later track work times?
Look, there is a case for it, yes. But it's the economics of it all, and we've got a big big team, and at the moment our staff is an issue. We're all a bit short on staff, and they're blaming the track times, but it's not the times. I don't feel it's the times because it's the nature of our job. We work every day, Christmas Day, birthday, whatever day, New Year's Day, and us people come in and say they've got to work on Christmas Day and they've got to work on New Year's Day and whatever. They don't want to do it. They just want to work 9 to 5, knock off Friday, that's it, have weekends off every week. Well, forced to here every day. They've got to be working every day, fit every day. So it's a 7-day-a-week job. Naturally, people don't work 7 days, but you just got to be on hand, though, especially through the week. Everyone has to work, and, you know, quite often the staff ask for Christmas Day off, that sort of thing, because the families would let one go, to let them all go. So it's a pretty tough gig we have, but it's a love job, as we know. People in racing will tell you that. They do not just the money they make, it's just they love what they do. But I think going back an hour or two, I personally think that won't make much of a difference. I think it's the nature of the job is the beast, and of course it's the 7-day-a-week job. It's not something everyone wants to run into.
Yeah, they're remarkable people who work in the racing game, especially those at the coalface that look after the horses day in, day out, all for the love of the animal, as you said, Pete. Mate, great to catch up this morning. Well done again with the win of AIM in the Guineas, and good luck. I look forward to seeing this maybe smart 2-year-old step out in the trials tomorrow.
Beautiful. Thanks, Michael. Peter, have a good day.
Peter Snowden.